T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Adrian has got basically all the
Adrian Wojnarowski yeah.
has got a lot of the other ESPN heavy hitters buying baby presents through Aiden and Ollie.
Ooh.
So at one night I'm talking to Kelly's on the phone with somebody and I just hear her saying, "Okay, Adam, I'll hit you back
Who's
later."
Who's Adam?
And I'm like, "Who are you talking to?"
Yeah.
Adam. And she was like, "Oh, Adam." She's like, "You know Adam who does the TV show that you fill in for sometimes." I'm like, "Adam Schein? Why are you talking to Adam Schein?" She's like, "Well, would you put me in touch with him?" I'm like, "But I don't think Adam Woj and Adam Schein are close. Like, really, Adam Schein?" And she was like, "Hold on, let me look." And she looked. She's like, "No, Adam Schefter."
Oh, Adam Schefter?
Oh, you're talking to Adam Schefter? She, I was like, "You don't know who he is." She has no idea who he is.
Oh, wow.
So she's like, cool. I show her, and I'm like, "He's like a pretty famous person."
Yeah,
like
the guy.
He's the guy. And she's like, "Oh, well, that's neat." And then she goes, "Yeah, so Adam Schefter needs a baby present to send to somebody." And so he's like got me picking it out, and I'm picking it out for him, whatever. I was like, "Who are you sending the gift to?" She was like, "Let me look." She's like, "Drew Rosenhaus? Do you know Drew Rosenhaus?" I was like, "Yes, I know Drew Rosenhaus." So Drew Rosenhaus was on ESPN this morning.
Oh,
he's Gronk's agent.
Yeah.
And he said that he would not be surprised if Gronk plays football again. And I think that's probably 29 years old. I can see how after you've been through what he's been through from an injury perspective and you've got all the money in the world and all this success in the world, you go, "You know what? I don't want to do this anymore right now." But then you're away for a year and you go, "I'm bored. Right. I want to go play football again." At 29, you still got several years, barring health problems, to play football. So I bet you Rob Gronkowski is retired right now, doesn't play this season, but will play in the NFL again someday. That would be my prediction, and his agent seems to think that that's a likely scenario as well.
Story number 4.
So Johnny Manziel made his Memphis Express debut last night. He did not start, but he did enter the game, drove the team down the field. I'm not going to say it was perfect because they didn't score a touchdown every time he touched the ball, but like had his moments where you go, "Ooh, wow, that's Johnny Manziel." Yeah. That's what I remember about Johnny Manziel. And then Mike Singletary starts juggling quarterbacks. It's Johnny Manziel playing some, mm-hmm. Brandon Silvers playing some, and ultimately Brandon Silvers, creates the game-winning opportunity. Express win, and Mike Singletary afterwards says, "Until something changes, Brandon Silvers is our starting quarterback." And I will say, I thought Johnny handled the whole thing about as well as you could handle it afterward. Talking about,
yeah, he did.
"I'm happy mm-hmm. for Brandon. There is no animosity in our quarterback room. I'm still trying to get my feet underneath me. I was so happy for him to have that moment." Like, he could not have handled that situation better. To go from being the biggest star, one of the biggest stars in the sport,
yeah.
to a backup quarterback of an alliance of American football, like, that's a pretty humbling thing.
Yeah.
And yet, he handled that with class and, I thought, maturity. Regardless of whether he believes what he was saying, he said the right things. Mm-hmm. But they could not be mishandling this anymore.
No.
This is minor league football.
Right.
It does not matter if you win the games. I don't want to say it does not matter because I'm sure the players want to win. But nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Same way nobody cares if you win minor league baseball games.
Right.
It's about the experience. Period.
Period.
People don't care if the Redbirds win a championship. People just didn't care if the barbecue nachos are good or not. And if they can have a fun night at the ballpark. Johnny Manziel is a fun night at the ballpark. And the idea that you would be lucky enough to have him in your franchise and then not put him on display as often as you could is insane to me.
Yes.
Insane. We were sitting in the CBS Broadcast Center last night, NCAA tournament going on. We were watching Johnny Manziel.
Wow.
That's
in New York City.
In New York City.
While the NCAA tournament is going on. That's crazy.
Tournament is on. No, in fairness, we got 12 TVs
the
room.
But still, I'm surprised.
But the conversation happening in that room previously was about Duke and Central Florida.
Yep.
Before that, it was about Tennessee and Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
But in this moment, it wasn't about any of the games going on. We were talking about Johnny Manziel, texting about Johnny Manziel. That's in New York City, not Texas, not Memphis, New York City. You are lucky to have him a part of this franchise because of the celebrity that he brings to your franchise. And it ain't like it's you're starting Tom Brady or
this other
Nathan Peterman.
Right.
Whatever that dude's name
is. Yeah.
It's like, whatever.
Who cares? Put him in.
Play the guy that wants to see.
Right.
Give us the show that we want.
Yes.
I don't know why this is I swear to God, if I ran the franchise and my coach said we're not playing Johnny Manziel, I would say you're not my coach.
Right.
Same thing I said about Memphis, the basketball program.
Right.
If I sat down to interview Tubby Smith and Tubby Smith said, I don't know if I'm keeping Keelan Lawson on staff in his role,
you're not the coach.
I'd say you're not going to be my coach then. Not demanding that you keep Keelan Lawson on your staff.
Yeah.
I'm just saying if you don't understand that you need to keep Keelan Lawson on your staff, you don't need to be my basketball coach.
Yep.
Same thing with this. I'm not demanding you play Johnny Manziel, but if you can't recognize why we should, then I don't want you coaching my football team. Talk to Jeff Calkins about it next.
So if y'all want to get crazy, we can get crazy.
What are you people?
You want to start that way? We can go. I'll turn up on your bitch ass.
It's us.
The Johnny Manziel era in Memphis has started.
It's Johnny Manziel Madness, live on 92.9 FM ESPN. Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. A Radio.com sports station. This is 92.9 FM ESPN.
When was the last time you treated yourself to a night out? Don't you deserve one? Have you thought about Restaurant Iris? You've always known it to be a special occasion location, and that hasn't changed. But did you know they now have a full bar that you don't need reservations for? Any night of the week, sit down to delicious and unique dishes, small and large, prepared by our world-class chefs. Pair seasonal snacks with specialty cocktails. Memphis is ready for an elegant place to have a casual night out. I'll meet you at the bar at Iris.
Want to treat your car right?
He's Grandpa!
Thankfully, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just do a Fram 3 filter job and your vehicle will be properly maintained. Oil filter, air filter, cabin air filter. 3 Fram filters and you know the job's done right. And if they don't carry Fram, maybe you're in the wrong place. So remember, if you can count to 3, you can get the job done right. Fram, filter out the nonsense.
Have you heard? Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking with their 4% checking account. Visit orionfcu.com for details. Conditions apply. 0.05% APY on portion of balance above $30,000.
Looking for a great breakfast in East Memphis or Germantown? This is Gary Parrish telling you to look no further than Stack's Pancake Kitchen, where they have delicious egg omelets and other favorites like shrimp and grits, French toast, breakfast egg rolls, breakfast quesadillas, and my personal favorite, the now famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Trust me, you're not going to be disappointed in any of those things. One location, 4615 Poplar, basically Poplar and Perkins Extended. The newer spots at 7704 Poplar in Germantown Village Square, right across from Germantown Methodist Hospital. And remember, Stacks also caters. Check the menu, stackspancakes.com.
March to the championship. Catch all the action on the hardwood at Horseshoe Tunica. Join us and cheer on your favorite team in Bluesville March 30th and 31st and April 6th and 8th. Games will be shown on 3 30-foot screens. Guaranteed seating with beverages starting at $20. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com or by calling 1-800-745-3000. The Book at Horseshoe, a slam dunk for all college tournament action. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Supercuts, ready-to-go rituals with Justin Verlander.
I'm obsessed with the number 3. I do 3 sprints to warm up. I use a triple knot on my cleats. I swipe them out 3 times.
Rituals get Justin Verlander ready to go. Our rituals get you ready to go. Supercuts.
Stay ready to go all school year long.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. Whether you're celebrating an engagement, birthday, or corporate event, let Felicia Suzanne's host your special event. We have several private dining options and can accommodate both large and small groups. We can even customize our menu options to fit your taste and your budget. Felicia Suzanne's can also cater the celebration at your place. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com for more details.
DoorPro is hiring. DoorPro is one of the largest garage door companies in the Mid-South and is looking for garage door techs to join their team. DoorPro has been a family-owned and operated business since 1992. Applicants must have a clean appearance, valid driver's license, and be drug-free. DoorPro's position is full-time with excellent pay and benefits after 90 days. Experience is not necessary, but a plus. Call DoorPro, 901-366-7776 or go to DoorProInc.com.
Rollbacks are lowering prices on hundreds of products at Walmart. Smartphones, high-performance cookware, the Graco stroller and car seat travel system, just to name a few. Shop Rollbacks at Walmart or Walmart.com and get those sweet, sweet savings in your shopping cart. Walmart. Save money. Live better.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Jeff Calkins is award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. That's weekdays, 9 to 11. Joins me every day a little after 5 o'clock. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, GP.
How you going to put Johnny Manziel in the game, make me pay attention, then take Johnny Manziel right out of the game? I don't care if Brandon Silvers leads you to game-winning touchdown after game-winning touchdown. Mm. Once you decide to play Johnny Manziel, just keep playing Johnny Manziel. Why are we doing this?
You just want to have the best chance to win, Gary.
I would rather the Memphis Express lose with Johnny Manziel than win with Brandon Silver.
Well, there's no question. I mean, I was standing outside the press conference going into the press conference afterwards, and there was a woman in a Johnny Manziel shirt, and she was just furious, after the win. Like, I mean, I hate to say this, like, and this would be the reason that you, this would be the best reason not to have ever played Brandon Silvers is, or once you make the change, never to put him back in, is because you don't want to give him the chance to be good, right? I mean, that would be the reason. And because he was pretty good, like, he was probably better than Johnny Manziel. He wasn't more interesting, he wasn't more exciting, he wasn't more any of that. But in terms of, like, throwing the ball on target and moving the ball down the field, last night he was probably better than Johnny Manziel. But that's why you don't give him a chance to win the job, right, in the end. You just – it's a little bit like hiring an interim coach who goes crazy, right, like an interim basketball coach, whatever. You fire your coach, stick an interim coach in there. What if they do well? Even there, most people get rid of them. They say, you know, that's fine. We're in this for the long haul. And if you're in it for the long haul, you know,
That's how you end up with Ed Orgeron.
That's how you end up with that Orgeron. Well, it's exactly how you end up with that Orgeron. I mean, it's just insanity. It's pure insanity. I don't know if you could sense it.
It's how you end up with Matt Luke as your head coach.
Right.
All right, yeah. You get real excited right. about the interim guy. Right. Congratulations! Now Matt Luke's your coach. Have fun.
It's a problem, and I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you could feel the difference in excitement. Was insane. I mean, it was just one year at an AAF football game that nobody cares about. And I sort of feel bad for Brandon Silvers. You do have to admit that was very impressive by Brandon Silvers that in this circumstance, he was able to – people are yelling, "Tree want Johnny." And there he is in there, and he's hearing it, and he goes in, and he plays well. And, you know, I mean, but it's not his fault at all. And now Singletary, and here's the real problem. Even if you could say, all right, well, last night was kind of an interesting story. You had this back and forth. You had this little drama. You had Johnny cussing people out. You had Johnny seeing how Johnny reacted when Brandon Silvers led him to the touchdown. Like, that was a fun night. Even if it was like you were disappointed you didn't get to see more of Johnny. Well, that would be fine, except for now we got a situation where next week Brandon Silvers is not just a starter. He's entrenched as the starter now. Now he's like, barring something really crazy happening, as Singletary said, Johnny Manziel playing for your team. Barring something really crazy happening, they're going with Brandon Silvers. And so now you have Spurrier coming to town, a game that could be really high-profile game, and no one's going to give a flip because we know that we're not seeing Johnny Manziel unless something really crazy happens.
You know, you said you have to admit that Brandon Silvers played well. Here's what I have to admit. I didn't watch.
I don't care.
I didn't even see it. I didn't see it. I didn't care. Nobody cared.
Oh, it was worse than didn't. It was worse than that. It was a situation. I mean, I hate to say this. People were rooting against him to doing well because they knew what that meant, right? Furthermore, like, Johnny Manziel is so much the most interesting thing about this. Like, no one cares at all about whether the team wins or loses. And so Memphis blocked a punt and returned it for a touchdown. And I swear to God, I was, as he was running it back, in my heart of hearts, I was saying, God, I hope he gets knocked out of bounds so Johnny can come in. Like, you don't want them to get a score. And then, plus, the problem is he scores, then Birmingham gets the ball back, and then you don't get Johnny. Like, what's the point of that? Like, it wasn't about winning or losing. It was literally just about seeing Johnny.
So if this is obvious to me and it's obvious to you, why isn't it obvious to the Express or – even if I'm running the Alliance of American Football, I'm putting in a phone call and saying, like, you guys got to straighten this out.
Well, here's to me is you could say if you wanted, listen, the integrity of the league depends on us playing the best player and we can't do the locker room and whatever else, on all this, okay? That's whatever you want to do, whatever you want to say about that. I think even that's BS. But they played Christian Hackenberg for two games, and it's clear to anybody that they did that because of some prearranged sort of arrangement. The league says we have to play Christian Hackenberg or something because he's decided to join the league and whatever. Like, he did not win the job on his merits. They just said we're playing Christian Hackenberg. It's very clear to anyone who sort of watched it. And so if you can do that for Christian Hackenberg, with kind of a punchline, why can't you do that for Johnny Manziel, particularly when Tom Dundon, who's the guy who gave $250 million or pledged $250 million to keep the league alive, he's there tweeting out, he's there watching Johnny Manziel saying, this is kind of fun. I didn't see him tweet, this is kind of fun, when Brandon Silvers was throwing a touchdown pass, but when he's watching Johnny run around and cuss out the opposing team, he's going, this is fun, and he's the guy who just saved your league.
There's no scenario where I'd give I'd commit to $250 million and then allow Johnny Manziel to not play in my league once we have him in my league. I mean, I told this story in the last segment. We were in CBS Broadcast Center last night. NCAA tournament's going on. We've got a big crew because we're doing 7 hours of television. And we're watching the Alliance of American Football. The NCAA tournament is on.
Unbelievable.
You know, like we have 12 TVs, so everything's on.
Right.
But, you know, we focus on something, and a conversation start about things. And earlier in the day, it was Duke and Central Florida. But in that moment when Johnny Manziel took the field, we were like, hey, this is the conversations you heard in we call it the bullpen, where everybody hangs out before we go on set. Manziel's in. Hey, Manziel's in. Hey, do you see Manziel's in? I get a text from one of the top three people at CBS Sports Network sends me a text. Hey, do you see Manziel's in? Brent Stover, who's hosting a college basketball show, sends me a text. They just put Manziel in. And you're not going to play that guy?
You tell me. It's your damn television network. You run the damn thing. Why is CBS not getting intervening here?
Should I intervene on behalf of CBS?
I think you should intervene. Listen.
Oh, no.
We did the Tubby thing last spring. The least we can do for the community.
If I can get Tubby fired, surely I can get Johnny Manziel on a field.
Let's go on a crusade here. Yeah. We need to start a rally. Yeah.
It only took me like 11 months to get Tubby Smith
That's
fired.
The
yeah.
That's the problem.
I might not have enough time.
No.
It took me 11 months to get Tubby fired. It ain't like I wasn't saying fire Tubby after year one.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Good it's going to be a – it's a little bit of an issue. Johnny may not be here in 11 months.
Okay, Memphis
Indeed,
Express.
I think it's pretty clear he's not going to be here.
Memphis Express, listen up. Alliance of American Football, listen up. I told you after year one that Memphis was going to need to make a coaching change with Tubby Smith. And people,
they might fall for this.
People fought with me. People argue with me. Nobody's created blogs to write about me. And then eventually, everybody just agreed with me. Everybody's on board with exactly what I said needed to be done. Now, you could have, like, listened to me 11 months earlier, and we could have avoided all of the second and last season of Tubby Smith. But you didn't listen to me initially. You tried to push back. Now, eventually you got on board, but
just trust me this time. I'm telling you what needs to be done. You'll all look up in 6 months and talk about, yeah, we should have done that. Why not just do it now? Play Johnny Manziel starting this weekend and tell Brandon Silvers, like, this is just the way our business is run. He'll understand. And if he doesn't, get rid of him. Who cares? I didn't even know his name 4 days ago.
I think a midseason trade would be in order here. Like, that's what you do. Like, that's what, if your coach refuses to play the dudes, I saw this. I saw what was the movie called? You know, the movie about this about the guy in Oakland, Billy Beane, right? That guy. What's it called? What's that movie called?
Moneyball.
Moneyball.
I saw Moneyball.
Yeah.
And so the manager wasn't playing the right dudes. So what did he do? He just traded him. I saw Moneyball. That's what you do. You just got to go ahead and trade him.
Hey, well, like the Grizzlies didn't want JB to play Chandler Parsons, so they sent him to California. It's the same thing.
California. It's just like Chandler Parsons.
Send Brandon Silvers to California.
And you know who will be? You know who will be down with that?
Chandler Parsons.
Chandler Parsons.
He played at a place where he can stay.
Yes.
Come full circle.
All right, listen, Chandler. If
Chandler
you're listening,
was there. We got the whole thing figured out.
Okay. Chandler's got a place in California that's well established. When he was when the franchise was worried about JB playing him, they sent him there. But now Chandler's here. So, but I'm assuming that place is still there. Maybe Cassie's in charge of it. I don't know. But we'll send Brandon Silvers.
Chandler is a big fan of, and he'd be totally down with this. He was there last night. He would 100% be in favor of this. We just talked to Chandler. Said, give him the keys to your place. Send Brandon Silvers to California, and Johnny plays.
Cassie looks like she's a great roommate, doesn't she?
She looks like a great roommate.
Yeah, she does.
Like what would be like? Hey, listen, honestly, if you put these two things on the table, Brandon Silvers, you can continue to be the starting quarterback for the Memphis Express, or you can go to California and room with Cassie. What would you do?
I'd room with Cassie. Sounds good. Yeah,
it sounds great. Sounds amazing.
We got this figured out. And unfortunately, none of this is going to happen.
It's insane to me. Like there are things that are – that it's frustrating when there are things that are so obvious to me and yet they're not obvious to the people they need to be obvious to. And I'm like, why can you not see this? That was the Tubby Smith thing for a long time. Like, how can you morons arguing with me not see what it is I'm seeing – as it relates to the University of Memphis basketball program and its future. And then eventually everybody saw it. Just took them a while. Same thing here. You have just – back up 6 months ago. You know what we were saying? Man, if they could get somebody like Johnny Manziel in the league, that'd be a game changer. And then not only do we get him in the league, we get him in Memphis, and you sit him on a bench? Are you out of your mind? God. Brad, book Mike Singletary.
It's pretty insane, really.
It's insane.
Insane.
He's the only thing anybody cares about in that entire league. And you have him in Memphis. And you're going to have him stand on the sidelines at the Liberty Bowl like he's Piano Man?
He kind of is about the same size.
What was Piano Man's real name? I forgot his name even.
I don't know.
He went to St. Jude. Calkins, you wrote a story on
Jacob
him.
Jacob Karam. His name is Jacob Karam. Jacob Karam.
Yeah, that guy.
Like a steel trap.
Forgot about Jacob Karam. Jacob,
like he's Jacob Karam.
You got Johnny Manziel standing over there like he's Jacob Karam. What in the world?
What is going on?
What is going on?
Mm.
Talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Do you think there's a chance somebody could step in and just say, hey, Memphis, this is the Alliance of American Football on line one. What are you doing down there? We have one thing that's interesting about our league. What are you doing?
I don't think. Here's the problem is once they said what they said, I don't think they can. I don't think they will. They couldn't. No, what they'll say and what Singletary said was Johnny will get his chances, right? Johnny will continue to get his chances, and that's what they'll do. Like, but they won't just say Johnny's a dark guy. They're just not gonna.
I don't think the GMs have the power you think they do, Gary, because Kosha Irby is the GM. Mike Singletary is the coach. I think Kosha.
No, there's another GM. GM. Kosha's like the president.
Oh.
GM.
Who's
Will,
the GM?
Will something.
Oh. I'm sure he has a lot of
like
power.
I'm a professional sports editor. You can tell I haven't spent a whole lot of time thinking about it, except for Johnny. Okay,
yeah.
Hold on.
That's because none
of the GM.
It's because all of these people are totally replaceable. None of these people matter. You know who matters in this league?
Will Lewis.
Here's who matters in the league.
Oh, there you go.
Steve Spurrier, I think, matters.
Yeah.
Johnny Manziel matters.
Yes.
That's it. Nobody else matters in the whole league.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think Trent Richardson really matters.
Yeah.
He was there last night.
Yeah.
He's a guy. Like, he's a name.
I mean, he's a name. You know his name. Like, when you say his name, I go, yeah, I know who that is. How many people's name? I didn't know Brandon Silver's name till like last week, and until like yesterday, wasn't sure if it was Silver or Silvers.
Well, I'll be honest. I had to. If you play the you don't have it there. Play the clip from Singletary.
Right.
I swear to God, he calls him Brian twice.
He doesn't know his name.
How about this?
He calls him Brian twice, and then the last time he just calls him number 12.
If you can't remember,
I swear to God, that's actually true. He calls him Brian the first time. The next time he calls him Brian, I mean Brandon. And then the next time he says 12.
How about this? Here's my rule.
Incredible.
If you can't remember your quarterback's name, you have to play Johnny Manziel. All right. If you can't remember, you cannot play somebody in front of Johnny Manziel whose name you haven't mastered yet. Is that reasonable?
Seems reasonable.
Hey, listen,
reasonable, yeah.
Mike, if you have Aaron Rodgers and you can remember his name off the top of your head, then play him. That's fine. But anything short of that, like if you don't have Aaron Rodgers and you don't even know your quarterback's name, then let's just play Johnny Manziel, make everybody happy.
Like, yeah.
Who cares? Would people have been happier last night walking out of Liberty Bowl with a express loss but Manziel getting every snap, or an express win with Manziel getting limited time?
There's no question they would have preferred to see every snap of Manziel.
It's not even close.
I mean, they were giving. Let's be honest. The shirts. What were they giving away? They were going to go here from North Carolina to watch Johnny Manziel. They were giving away Manziel shirts. You buy two tickets for $30. It is funny. I saw a guy. He bought two tickets for $30, and you get a jersey, okay, a Manziel jersey with your $30. You get two tickets and a jersey, and so then he walked over, and there's scalpers over there, you know, and they're saying, "Got extra tickets?" And the guy said, "Yeah, I got one." And the guy just took it from him, like he thought. He says, "What? That's like I'm giving it to you." He said, and so he haggled it. He dickered, as the word would say, dickered with the guy over it. And then he walked away, and I said, "So how much did you get for it?" $2. He paid. He got $2 for it. He said, "It's good. It'll defray the cost of the food truck," because he was headed to the food truck. So you get the tickets are worth $2. That's what we're dealing with here. The tickets are worth basically $2, and they're not playing Johnny Manziel. But Johnny Manziel is still one of the 20 most interesting sports figures in America.
There's no question.
Most watch, you won't take your eyes off him. The truth of that is because you don't get to see him. Like, Steph is more watchable in a way because he's Steph, right? But he's Steph every night on TV. When do we ever get to see Johnny Manziel play football?
No, I started rooting for the Browns when he was in Cleveland because I was rooting for him. I wanted him to be relevant. Like, I don't know exactly why it is so many of us are intrigued by, fascinated with, Johnny Manziel. I mean, I could give it a shot and try to.
Well, he was totally one of the great college football players ever. I mean, he was incredible. That's why. It's just not because he's was a drunk or anything like that. There's lots of people who are drunks, but it's because he was unbelievable in football. Incredibly exciting.
But I do think it's more than that. It's not just that he was unbelievable in football. It's rooted in that.
Unbelievable in a certain way too. Like he was fun to watch. He'd run around, and he was last night. He's electric.
Oh, he's mic'd up and talk. Like there's nothing you can get better for the Alliance American Football. Like you've got Johnny Manziel on a live microphone playing football. I mean, I could not gift you anything better than that. Like really, in terms of football. What could I give you for your league that's better than Johnny Manziel on a live mic playing football? I mean, I really, like, if I gave you...
Nothing.
Kaepernick,
maybe Kaepernick, you know.
But, like, even if I told you I could give you Gronk. Gronk just decided he wants to play.
No, that's right. You love it. And honestly, in terms of fun to watch and listen to, Manziel beats Kaepernick. Kaepernick would be interesting as a social issue, right? I mean, as a social sort of.
Yeah, but then he wouldn't say anything. He'd just show up in an interesting T-shirt. That's all he would
do. He'd show up, exactly. But Johnny's more interesting. Johnny said he was going to, throw down on that B or whatever it was.
he was talking crazy in an alliance as a backup quarterback in the Alliance of American Football. Like, that's
Brian is our starting quarterback.
Like, it's unbelievable for him to like, you have this gift, and you're not going to maximize it. It's just bananas
he
to me.
He calls him Brian. He does call him Brian, doesn't he, Jeff?
I'm not making that up. He calls him Brian.
This is him calling the backup quarterback Brian.
Brian is our starting quarterback.
He says Brian is our quarterback.
Can you imagine?
Brian's our starting quarterback.
You have the opportunity.
The guy does not know his name.
Brian's our starting quarterback.
In a developmental football league, you have the opportunity to play Johnny Manziel or somebody whose name you don't even know. And you take the guy's name you don't even know. Oh,
incredible.
Like, it's unbelievable. Like, it's the dumbest decision. And I don't even care. I know somebody would, like, if I were to take calls right now, some idiot would call in and be like, but, like, I don't know if you saw the throws last night in the fourth quarter. I'm making it perfectly clear. I do not care about Brandon Silvers or his arm or his ability to win you football games. Brandon Silvers could live forever or leave tomorrow, and it would have no impact on my life whatsoever. I would never think about it again. You have Johnny Manziel in your franchise. If I would have told you on the day that they announced Memphis was going to have an Alliance of American Football team, and I said, oh, by the way, and guess who's going to be the quarterback? Johnny Manziel. You'd be like, no way. Oh, wow. And now it's actually, like, that's a thing, and you're not maximizing it. It's insane to me. I don't know who is in charge of Mike Singletary, but if I were in – but whoever that person is, they should sit down with Mike Singletary and say – like I explained earlier, same thing with Tubby Smith. Like, if I were interviewing Tubby Smith at Memphis for the job, and I said, hey, you know, we got this Keelan Lawson situation. He's got two kids who are both on your team. One of them is going to go on to be an All-American. He's got younger kids who are both top 100 recruits. Are you going to keep him on? We're not telling you what to do. You do whatever you want, but are you going to keep him on your staff? If he says no, I'd say, okay, well, then you can't be my coach because that's dumb. Same thing here. Mike Singletary, are you going to play Johnny Manziel? No, I don't think so. I'm going to play Brian.
Brian's our starting quarterback.
Well, then you can't be my coach anymore because that's dumb. You're doing a dumb thing. This is probably the reason you're coaching in the Alliance of American Football, by the way, because you made too many dumb decisions along the way. It's just crazy to me. Can't you write a column just saying?
Maybe you can get this done, Jeff.
Yeah, like, you brought the Grizzlies here. Can't you get Johnny Manziel on the field? Yeah. Do something. Fix this.
I can do that. I'll knock that out. I'm taking today off. Cardinals are here.
That's what she said.
But then I can do. I'll take care of it tomorrow.
No.
All right. So the Cardinals are like just a few Cardinals or the Cardinals?
No, they're here.
I don't even know. Like,
yeah, they're here. They're playing the Redbirds.
They're playing the Redbirds.
Yeah, it's Redbirds versus Cardinals. Yeah.
I have no idea. Yeah.
The weird thing, though, I will say this. 2 years ago. No, I was there 2 years ago, and they, like, had half the Redbirds. They would go in to the, like, dugout and put on a Cardinals jersey and then go play. Harrison Bader did that 2 years ago. I'm like, which team is he on?
Yeah, I'm so out of the loop.
Yeah, Cardinals are playing the Redbirds tonight.
Cardinals are playing the Redbirds tonight. 901 FC won their first game over the weekend. That was good. Good for them.
You know what I would do if I were the 901 FC?
Yeah, play with Johnny.
Sign Johnny Manziel.
That would be awesome upstaging.
Couldn't Johnny Manziel play keeper?
He could totally play.
Couldn't he play keeper for our soccer team?
He could be a midfielder for the 901.
I'd have him be a forward.
Yeah, he'd be a striker.
He'd be a striker.
No, the 901 FC stuff looks like a lot of fun. Like, when I start living here again, like, that's the type of thing I'll take my kids to.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, I think it is a lot of fun. If you saw the highlights of their victory, there were not a lot of people for the Bethlehem Steel. That was a road game, but there were a lot of people at the Brass Door. Like, it is a lot of fun. They seem like they're having a blast. And then you got that going on. You got the Cardinals in town. You got Johnny Manziel. I think they're so good. We got Johnny Manziel, like, coming off the bench.
Grizzlies are playing tonight, too.
Yeah.
If I were the Grizzlies, I'd play Johnny Manziel.
Yes.
And Mike Conley is going to become, once again, for the second time in history, the team's all-time leading scorer. He passed Mark once, then Mark passed him, and now he's going to pass Mark again tonight. He's 7 points away.
This is a big night. Big night in Memphis, Tennessee. Jeff Coggins, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. See you.
Bye-bye. The reason I asked about the Cardinals, I don't know if you saw this story with Noah Syndergaard. He's furious with the Mets. The Mets are so they just wrapped up spring training.
Yeah.
They're taking a 3-hour bus ride to Sarasota and apparently doing one of these games, same thing the Cardinals are doing.
Yeah. It's versus their AAA team or whatever, right?
Then they're flying
to
Syracuse.
Okay.
Not even for a game. They're just having a one-day workout in Syracuse because they've got a new affiliate there. And then they're going straight from Syracuse to D.C. to open against the Nationals.
Oof.
And Syndergaard's like, why are we doing this? Like, wait.
It's a promotional vehicle for the minor league affiliate. I'm with him, though. It's crazy, but they do this to promote these other teams.
He said, this is not the type of thing championship teams do.
Oh, like, yeah, they do.
Like, he said, we're taking a 3-hour bus to Sarasota. It's the week, like, baseball season starts this week.
Yeah.
He said, it's the week of the regular season opener.
It's their opener.
We are taking a 3-hour bus ride to Sarasota.
Right.
Playing there, then flying to Syracuse,
yeah.
Which, by the way, people are always
it's
like.
Far. You know, it's much farther.
It's far away.
Way far away.
It's like 5 hours from New York City.
Sure.
He said, then we're flying to Syracuse, mm-hmm. and then we're we start the regular season.
Yeah.
Like, why are we doing this to our team?
Yeah.
And the reporters were like, are the other players upset about this? He said, yes.
Ooh.
And they were like, did you talk to management about this? He said, yes. Mm. And so it just sucks to be a fan of a team when your players are already mad before the season even starts.
Yeah, that's tough.
That's where we're at. But either way.
You can see the Cardinals, though, tonight in Memphis.
You can see the Cardinals tonight in Memphis. And then regular season starts Thursday?
Yep.
Does it start Thursday?
Some of them Wednesday, I think.
Well, I know Mets Nationals. I know the Mets opener is Thursday.
Okay.
So Mets Nationals on Thursday. Jacob DeGrom, the GOAT.
Excited?
I am excited. I'm so excited for
baseball opening
season.
Day is Thursday officially. Here it is on SeatGeek, 28th.
I'm excited about baseball season.
I am too.
I wish all my favorite players didn't hate my team.
Cardinals are going to be great this year. We got a first baseman. We just landed him for 5 years.
Signed him to an extension.
Yeah.
He's awesome, by the way.
Goldsmith,
I don't know how many Cardinals fans have actually watched him.
I have.
He's awesome.
He is awesome. I don't know how they stole him. I mean, it's a lot of money for him, but they stole him for, you know, $25 million or whatever.
He's going to – they will love him in St. Louis.
Yeah, he's really good.
If they don't already love him in St. Louis, for all the obvious reasons.
Of course.
He's an awesome white player.
Exactly.
perfect for St. Louis. I'll be back in a second.
So if y'all want to get crazy, we can get crazy.
What are you people?
You want to start that way? Start. We can go. I'll turn up by your bitch ass.
It's us.
The Johnny Manziel in Memphis has started.
It's Johnny Manziel Madness, live on 92.9 FM ESPN. Become a 92.9 FM ESPN Locker Room Club member now. Sign up on our homepage at 92.9ESPN.com.
So Bill had a home out in Collierville, right? He wanted to sell it, so he listed it with Josh Hysaw, just like I've been telling you to do for years. Josh went to work, got 8 showings on the first day that home sold for the full asking price. How did Josh Hysaw do it? He did it with his 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is an experienced and effective agent who can expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy, and then he can negotiate for the most money possible. The first step is him sitting down with you, helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Then you guys agree on a price, then he goes to work. And if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh Hysaw will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick, totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked, even if your opinion makes no sense. He has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home, Josh Hysaw, 461-8147 on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Listen up, Memphis area. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? ProSource is offering a free tax lien investor kit that will introduce you on how to use their formula and proprietary website to earn secured returns potentially up to 18%. It's so simple to buy tax liens with ProSource's system that you can do this while sitting on your couch. Just point, click, and start buying tax liens on ProSource's website anywhere in the U.S. that are completely secured by local government laws. So, if you're looking to become a real estate investor without getting dirty fixing up houses, then call 1-800-760-5033 now to get your free tax lien investor kit and get ready to buy tax liens for as low as a few hundred dollars. Call 800-760-5033 right now to get your free tax lien investor kit plus two free tickets to a live training event, which includes a free smartwatch just for attending. Call 800-760-5033. That's 800-760-5033. Individual results may vary.
Guys are terrible about taking care of their health. Whether it's a knee injury or bad back, guys are usually more comfortable rubbing some dirt on it than going to see a doctor. The same is true for erectile dysfunction. Studies show 70% of guys who experience ED don't get treated for it. Thankfully, Roman created an easy way to get checked out by a doctor and get treated for ED online. Roman is a one-stop shop where licensed U.S. physicians can diagnose ED and ship medication right to your door. With Roman, there are no waiting rooms, awkward face-to-face conversations, or uncomfortable trips to the pharmacy. You can handle everything discreetly online. All you have to do is fill out a dynamic online visit, chat with a doctor, and get genuine medication delivered to your door in discreet, unmarked packaging. Erectile dysfunction is a problem that guys don't tackle, but with Roman, it's really easy. For a free online visit, go to GetRoman.com/929. That's GetRoman.com/929. GetRoman.com/929.
Do you want another truck or a truck like no other? How about deals on that truck during Ram Truck Month? A truck with an available touchscreen that stretches an entire foot. A truck that has capabilities that don't exist in any other truck in its class, like available air suspension. Heck, Motor Trend's 2019 Truck of the Year truck. Do you want a truck that's not only about towing and hauling and payload capability, but a truck that stretches every ability?
I'm a champion!
It's the all-new Ram 1500. Come in now during Ram Truck Month for deals like no other. Financing get $12,250 in total values on select 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Bighorn Crew Cab models with a standard audio system and in-dealer stock the longest. Class based on light-duty pickups. Unoldest 30% inventory of 2019 Ram 1500 Classic models as of 3/1/19 while dealer stock lasts. Total values include combined cash allowances and $3,000 Bighorn package value. Financing for all qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 4/1.
Lowe's knows you'll go the extra yard to do things right, and at the right price. We do it right, too, by offering savings every day, like 20% off two select Scotts fertilizers. One helps you prevent weeds now before they have a chance to take over your lawn, and the other is for feeding your lawn later. Whatever project is next on your to-do list, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 3/27. Must ask cashier to apply discount at time of purchase. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See store for details, U.S. only.
March to the championship. Catch all the action on the hardwood at Horseshoe Tunica. Join us and cheer on your favorite team in Bluesville March 30th and 31st and April 6th and 8th. Games will be shown on three 30-foot screens. Guaranteed seating with beverages starting at $20. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com or by calling 1-800-745-3000. The Book at Horseshoe, a slam dunk for all college tournament action. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Zoom gives you flawless video, crystal clear audio, and instant sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us, Zoom video conferencing.
It's Macy's Men's Clearance Suiting Event, online only, with 70 to 85% savings on Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, and more. Get an American designer wool suit, originally $625, now just $149.99. Refresh your wardrobe with suiting starting at $79.99. Sport coats starting at $39.99. Plus dress pants and shirts, just $9.99. It's online only for a limited time at Macy's.com. Savings on regular and original prices. Exclusions apply.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookson, the owner, has won 8 world championships. She was the first woman inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. She's the reason USA Today said a visit to Memphis Barbecue Company is, quote, worth the pilgrimage. I've personally been going there for years. You need to get there and taste it for yourself. It's at 709 DeSoto Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. Check them out on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
The Kroger Buy 5, Save 5 event is happening now. Just mix and match any 5 participating items and save $5 at checkout with card at Kroger.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael's Downer. It's not your traditional mattress and furniture store. Prices are always 50% to 80% off retail stores. They don't have to have sales. They're already killing the competition. It's 2 weeks a year. A-plus rating, Better Business Bureau. And when readers of the Commercial Appeal were asked to vote for the best mattress store in the area, the winner, 4 straight years, Sleepy Z's. They don't just sell mattresses, also furniture. You got living room sets, dining room sets, rugs, anything you need to furnish your home. You can probably find it at Sleepy Z's. And if it's not on the floor, no big deal. They got a 42-inch kiosk there filled with furniture. You can browse through it, find what you want. They'll get it for you. And remember, mention you heard about them on the Gary Parish Show when you're checking out. You'll get an additional 10% off your purchase. That's at Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zellner. They're at 2790 Kirby Whitten and Bartlett at the corner of Summer Avenue next door to Hollywood Feed. The number's 901-692-6200. 901-692-6200 on the web. SleepyZZZS.com. 545 Gary Parish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. We'll do dinner to go momentarily, but John Calipari, he's the head coach of Kentucky, used to work here in Memphis, gave an update on P.J. Washington earlier today within the past couple of hours and said he's unsure if P.J. Washington's going to be able to play this week in the NCAA tournament. Kentucky, of course, moved on to the Sweet 16 without its best player, who was in a hard cast for both games. And I was talking to Matt Norlander about this on the Island College Basketball podcast that we recorded this afternoon. And having known John as long as I've known him and been around him as much as I've been around him, he chooses his words so carefully. And something stood out to me in advance of the round of 32 game against Wofford that I found really interesting and less than ideal for Kentucky fans. Because he was talking to Jamie Erdahl, my friend and colleague, CBS Sports, who was handling sideline reporting duties at that pod. And he told Jamie before the game against Wofford that obviously PJ wasn't going to play and that he was still in a hard cast and that he was dealing with a foot sprain, quote, as far as I know. And that stood out to me. Because it's not a normal way that people talk about injuries.
Mm-hmm. Usually it's very specific or it's a little more specific than that.
Well, you just don't say, far as I know.
Right.
It's like...
like it's out of my hands.
Hey,
almost.
Hey, what's going on with Jontay Porter?
Right.
Well, he has a torn ACL, as far as I know. What?
Yeah.
It's a torn ACL.
Yeah.
When people talk about injuries, it's like...
boom.
It's a high ankle sprain.
Mm-hmm.
It's an Achilles strain, Achilles tear.
Yeah.
Torn ACL. You rarely qualify it with... it's this, far as I know.
Mm.
And so there were already red flags. One of them being that last Wednesday, John said he expected PJ to play on Thursday.
Right.
Then on Thursday, he shows up in the arena. He's in a hard cast. And then after Thursday's game, he was ruled out of Saturday's game almost immediately. Mm-hmm. How do you go from Wednesday thinking he's going to play on Thursday to Thursday he's in a hard cast, and on Thursday you already know he's not going to play on Saturday?
Right.
Something... change, not necessarily with his foot, but with the diagnosis. And so I'm not going to pretend to know what changed. I don't know what changed. But you don't say on Wednesday somebody's probably going to play on Thursday, then on Thursday they're in a hard cast, then on Thursday night you say we already know he's not going to play 2 days from now. One day earlier you thought he'd play today. Now you don't think he's going to play 2 days from now?
Right.
And now here we are on Monday in advance of the Sweet 16, P.J. Washington's still in a hard cast, and John saying, I don't know if he's going to play. Again, understand the time frame. Last Wednesday, John said, I think he's going to play tomorrow. On this Monday, doesn't even know if he's going to be able to play later on this week.
Why isn't he leveling with us about it?
I don't know that he's not leveling. I just think something has changed, and they're, for whatever reason, being intentionally vague about it. But, and perhaps that's not leveling. But my point's a simple point. If you are on a Wednesday before an opening round game in the NCAA tournament saying, I think P.J. Washington's going to play, and 5 days later, you no longer know if he's even going to be able to play this week, something changed. Either your knowledge and understanding of something or the actual something. But I won't be surprised if we've seen the last of P.J. Washington in a Kentucky uniform, assuming he enters the NBA draft where he's projected to be a first-round pick. Because, I mean, I'll just keep it simple. As of this moment, he's in a hard cast. How many times have you heard about somebody being in a hard cast on a Monday and then playing in the same week?
No.
I'm not saying it's impossible, because I don't suppose it is, but it's unusual. And so for P.J. Washington to play, he's going to have to do something that, if nothing else, is unusual. Be back with Dinner to Go.
Lowe's knows you'll go the extra yard to do things right, and at the right price. We do it right, too, by offering savings every day, like 20% off two select Scotts fertilizers. One helps you prevent weeds now before they have a chance to take over your lawn, and the other is for feeding your lawn later. Whatever project is next on your to-do list, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 3/27. Must ask cashier to apply discount at time of purchase. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See store for details, U.S. only.
Hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Yeah, I'll get straight to it. I'm looking for the fastest internet.
Well, with Xfinity, you can get the fastest, most reliable internet, and you can pause your in-home Wi-Fi for family time.
Wow, internet that's crazy fast and reliable? It's like a cheetah that you trust enough to house-sit your pets.
I don't know if you should trust a cheetah with your pets.
Well, you're the one who said he's crazy fast and reliable.
No, I said Xfinity XFi is.
Just like the cheetah.
We're still talking about internet, right?
It doesn't matter. I'll take it.
Get speed, coverage, and control with Xfinity XFi. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $29.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, add XFi Advantage to get enhanced network security, safer browsing, and more. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today to learn more. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay. Ends 4/9/19. Restrictions apply. New performance starter 25 megabits per second internet customers only. Actual speeds vary. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
So it's Jeff Calkins here for Cooper Systems. For the longest time, my former employer wouldn't let me do endorsements, so I couldn't tell you that I'm a Cooper Systems customer myself. True story. When my laptop got all tangled up with viruses, I went to Cooper Systems. When I needed a reasonably priced laptop for my sons, Cooper Systems. And why not? For more than 30 years, Cooper Systems has been serving the computer needs of Memphians. Got networking challenges? Cooper Systems can plan, design, install, and maintain your network. Need help with data recovery? Cooper Systems experts can handle that. Crack screen? No problem. Oh, and if you're in the market to buy a computer, Cooper Systems prices are typically half the price of big box stores. They've got big name brands like Apple, Dell, Hewlett Packard, Toshiba, Lenovo, and more. And if you're a gamer or know someone who is, like my sons, Cooper is the best in the city at building and customizing a complete gaming system to fit your needs within your budget. So call Lee and Lauren Cooper at 360-9679. That's 360-9679. or just stop in and visit them in the Mount Moriah Office Park.
Mercedes-Benz is an official sponsor of Radio.com Sports. All month long, hear Radio.com Sports insider analysis around spring training, the college tournament, football free agency, and everything in between. Plus, you'll always get the latest developments from the entire sports world with Radio.com Sports breaking news. All brought to you by Mercedes-Benz and the all-new 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class sedan. All new thinking for an all-new class of Mercedes. Proud partner of Radio.com Sports.
100,000 fans are on their feet. A hush falls over the stadium in the waning seconds of the game. Amidst the silence, you think to yourself, there's only one play to call here. To run straight to your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer and test drive the all-new 2019 A-Class sedan. Harnessing the first era of the Mercedes-Benz user experience, it seamlessly connects you and your car with natural voice recognition. The Mercedes-Benz A-Class sedan, where the future takes the field. Visit mbusa.com/A-Class to learn more. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. One of the first things clients ask me is, what is my case worth? It depends on the injury, liability, and damages, and in most cases, it depends on the lawyer you hire. All lawyers are not the same. I would like to invite you to visit ForThePeople.com to see what your case might be worth. You will see injuries like yours, offers made by the insurance company, and verdicts made by juries. We try more cases than any firm in America every year, and that's important. Insurance companies know which law firms try cases and which firms settle cheap. Your case value is different in the hands of different lawyers. There was only one Babe Ruth, and then hundreds and hundreds of minor league players. I've been around now a long time, fought countless battles. We are fighters who take on giants. In some cases, you hired your lawyer without doing your research, and you can just as quickly fire them if you now think you made a mistake. You only get one swing at the plate. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Off top. Get guap.
Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. You're in the market for a new computer, refurbished computer, custom-built computer. You make sure to get in touch with Lee and Lauren Cooper, 360-9679. You call them up. You tell them what it is you're going to be doing with a computer. Because there's a difference between, like, being a gamer and just being somebody messing around on Facebook. Somebody making music videos and somebody who's just, like, stalking their ex on social media platforms. If you are the latter, you don't need to go spend $1,000, $2,000 on a computer. So why would you? At Cooper Systems, you don't have to. They'll be able to find a computer that's perfectly suited for you. In other words, it can do everything you need it to do, but won't be capable of doing a bunch of stuff you never need it to do. That way you're not paying for those things. It's better suited for you. It's going to be better priced for you, so you're saving money. And I'm talking about desktops, notebooks, tablets, PCs, Apple products. You want a Mac? MacBook Air, you can get a MacBook Air at Cooper Systems for as low as $599. So next time you're in the market for a computer or anybody you know is in the market for a computer, get in touch with Lee and Lauren Cooper, Cooper Systems. 360-9679, Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on the NCAA tournament that is chalky as ever and Johnny Manziel. My simple takes on both subjects, shouldn't be surprising that this NCAA tournament is shaping up the way it's shaped up. The top two seeds were top 10 teams, basically from February 1st through today. They've established themselves as great teams early and maintained that status throughout Selection Sunday. No surprise that they're all, each and every one of them, in the Sweet 16. As for Manziel, I don't care who the better quarterback is. Who gives you a better opportunity to win right now? If you have Johnny Manziel in your Alliance of American Football franchise, you play him, period. Anything other than that is just dumb, dumb, dumb.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Grizzlies and Oklahoma City Thunder. Mike Conley, going to be a game-time decision. I saw it tweeted not too long ago. As Joakim Noah, going to sit this game out. Tip is scheduled for 7 o'clock. Thunder, 7-point favorites on the road. You can listen right here, 92.9 FM ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
If you got a Netflix subscription, if you haven't watched the, if you're around my age, you probably grew up with Motley Crue, at least was aware of Motley Crue. There's a new Motley Crue film on Netflix. Have you watched it yet, Cowboy Carson?
I haven't seen it. I might watch it tonight, actually.
It's okay.
I love Motley Crue. It's not good, huh?
The film is just okay. You won't be bored.
Yeah.
because there's nothing boring about Motley Crue.
No.
And it tells these wild stories one after another. And if you're around my age, you probably, again, grew up with Motley Crue. So you won't be bored.
Okay.
But if the question is it a good film? It's not a good film.
Okay.
But it's totally watchable. So watch it.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Matt Norlander, we talked to him earlier in the show, went and reseeded the Sweet 16, 1 through 16. So if you want to check that out, he's got Virginia 1, Oregon 16. At CBSSports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
It's going to be Tuesday. We'll look back at Grizz Thunder. I'll have the legend Keith Eastwood in the first hour, Jeff Calkins in the second. Should be fun. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. If you're not tired of hearing my voice, flip over to CBS Sports Radio. I'll be on there in like 2 minutes.
Get some more.
Be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
The race is on to Wolf Chase Toyota right now during Toyota's Ready, Set, Go event. Ready for big savings? Get set and go to Wolf Chase Toyota, the number one volume sales leader in Memphis. Wolf Chase will pay over market value with your trade-in. Now you're set to buy that new Toyota. Go straight to Wolf Chase Toyota, Memphis's number one volume leader in new Toyota sales in Memphis. Visit us online at wolfchasetoyota.com. Call 855-976-7444, number one volume sales leader.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.